sounds like Chesam Adal, the second line. Hayitza, the tops of Kasa, the Kasa, the Kasa. So the woman collected, took the silver cup for her Ksuba, but that wasn't a full payment. So that's this case over here, which we're dealing with, the case of Mixis Ksubasa. Does she lose her right Mazonis? Katava Mazoni. Now she was asking for Mazonis. So the Rava. So they went to Rava, and she was requesting Mazonis. We still have to provide Mazonis for her, because less the chosh loha the Reb Shimon damer larmina mixes kesef kakola kesef. We don't hold like Reb Shimon. Nobody holds like Reb Shimon, which argues that her rights, once it's only mixes kesef, she has no right to Mazonis anymore, but rather mixes kesef is kakola kesef, and she still has the rights of the Mazonis. Okay. And that was the end of the thought from the yesterday's discussion. Shalokle Rabba Berei the Rabba the Rabbi Yosef. Machera Shalom Bebezin Tzricha Shua O Enet Tzricha Shua. Okay, so this woman who's selling Shalom Bebezin, so does she have to swear to the Yisarmim that she didn't collect over the amount that she was to get? So Rabbi Yosha said back, why don't you ask a question whether she needs hachrosa or not? Okay. So we'll see what hachrosa is in a second. But the assumption of the Gemara is if we need to do a chroza, then there would be definitely be a need for shua. So Rabba Barei the Rabba said back, a chroza look at me boyerly. Bet I'm not asking. The Omer of Zer Omer of Nachman Amona Sheshama LaAtzma LaOsesuk VeLaKlum. Okay, so she doesn't need to go to Beis Din, but there has to be some way of clarifying the value of the field. Selling a field, who said the value? So if she would take the value of the field. Let's say for consumer purposes. So she has her own private money. She says that she'll theoretically pay for the field by taking she'll receive her ksuba by saying the value of this field is the value of the ksuba as if she bought the field for herself. So that's nothing. So the only way you can says hechidomi. What's the case? Either achris, if they put the field out for public sale, they announce that it's available for sale, and the public, they put a price on it. So obviously, you're putting a price on it for the public. You're putting a price which makes it sellable to the public. And then at the end of the day, she said, "You know what? I'll take it for myself." So am I liosis of a low clue? So why would that not be a valid act? She's taking it at the right value. She's taking this field at the right value. So what does the case have to be?
Must be a case of that she had not put up for public sale, and so we don't have the bidding on it, and still it says it's only if she would take it for herself without putting up for public sale, so when nobody's bidding on it. And she says, "Oh, I'll take it this and this value." Maybe she's undervaluing the field. But if somebody else would actually buy it at that price, that's a valid sale. even though they didn't put up for public auction.
How about the other way? How about the other way, that it would be for a greater value?
If she accepts it, she accepts it.
Well, if the buyers accepted it, she'll accept it. She'll accept it if she gets a higher price.
Well, that's for sure. Question over here was, she took it for herself. And we're afraid if she takes it for herself, she's saying, you know, the field, which is really worth, her ksuba is 500 zoos, and the field's really worth 1,000. She says, oh, I'll take that field for 500. That's very nice of her. She's such a tzedekis, right? She's chipping out the assignment. If she's willing to take it, a field which is worth 500 for a ksuba of 1,000, that's her business. I mean, if she wants to accept it, that's her business. She accepted it.
If she can get it, she can get it.
But the problem is, what we're worried about is the other way around, that she's damaging the assignment. So we said, but on the other hand, if she sells it to somebody, so whatever she sold it for, right? So you see that here we have a case of the Amona didn't go to Bezdin. She's not selling in Bezdin. Bezdin obviously would set a price, which is a fair price. And she didn't do hakhraza, which means she didn't have to put it up for the public bidding, which would then be the equivalent of setting the price. Okay, so she hasn't done that. So now the question is, at the end of the day, when she does, do we have to be worried about that she sell, that there's, she has to make a shua that if you do it for a public sale, so it also would be known to the assignment the amount of money which came in, because it's between the fact that there's going to be bidding for it, that would clarify the amount which is coming in, so we don't need for a shua. But here, here she did a private sale to one individual. She's saying, well, he paid X for the field, and that was the value of the ksuba. Maybe he really paid more than that, and she's pocketing some of the extra money. So that's my question. Does she have to swear or not? Okay. Okay. So the Morris says, no, so you've proven from this statement of Zera Menachman that we see that she can sell without hakhraza. My only question is, does she need a shua? Whereas Rabbi Yosef said, why don't you ask? Maybe that she can't sell without hakhraza. So you've proven it from this statement of Rabbi Nachman that she doesn't need hakhraza. The verse says, no, you can't prove that. I'll tell you the Akhra is that Rav Nachman's case was a case of Hakhraza, and you haven't proven that you have a right to sell without Hakhraza. So Rav Nachman's case is a case of Hakhraza. Then we have a question. So what does it mean? Almana Shishama La'atzwa L'yosu B'laklum. If she had Hakhraza, so we have no question. We're not worried about the price, so what's the problem? So the Morris says, Dhamr law, man, somlich. Okay. Or man somlich, that for who did you get the this right to sell? That the servant did not appoint you, they didn't place you in that position. And the Bezin didn't place you in that position. Okay. And that's what Nachman's did. Kihai, at this case, the Ha'u Gavra, the Afkidu Gabe, kisses the Yasmi. Okay, so the person was appointed to be a shomer on this grain of tavua that the shomer had. Also, shomer l'nafshei ba'arba me'ezuzi.
So this person went and set it at a value of 400 zuz. Yaker come v'shish meir, and then the price went up to 600. Also the kamei de Rabbi Ami. So they went to Rabbi Ami. And Amalei man shamloch. So you claimed that this was the value, and that you're buying it at that price. And now when it went up, so the servant was saying, you know, you bought it, and that was, let's say, we'll argue for argument's sake that that was a fair price at the time. That's not our issue. But the question is, now it's worth more. And the seven want this. Well, I already possess, I already bought it. Well, said, well, nobody had given you the authority to do this act of purchasing it. You weren't appointed for that purpose. So therefore, and therefore, see, I have to be quiet. So so we see that this argument of that you can't just go on your own, even if we'll argue that there's some reason why he didn't say he had a chay, which is dutim, etc. You can't go on your own and just take possession of the item and sell it out for that purpose. So the same thing over here. Rav Nachman's problem here wasn't because of, we're questioning the value of the item. There was achraza, and the value of the item was a fair value. That wasn't the issue. The issue was that there's the lack of authority to do the sale. So therefore, Rabba Bray the Rabba had a case where she's going and selling it for silver purposes. You can't prove for Rav Nachman that you that whether you need a chrush or not, because that wasn't the issue. Now, the issue over here was the fact that she took it for herself. That wasn't the authority she was given. That she's given authority to sell it. She's given authority to sell it from Mazonas, according to everybody. According to Chum, even for Ksuba, she's given authority to sell it. To take it for themselves as a payment, or herself as a payment, that wasn't the authority that she was given. So, Robert Rios is case she's selling it, or not one's case she's taking it for herself. One is under the other. She does need to swear that when she sold it, in Rabbi Yosef's Rabbi Bered the Rabbi's case, that they asked her, so she needs to swear that she didn't sell it for more and to pocket some of the money. But there's no need for achrosa.
If she sold it for less, she said, "Look, I didn't get that much for it." So does she owe the balance?
They owe her.
So is there a balance due?
If that's what it was sold for, she didn't get paid her full ksuba yet.
Right.
But she's not claiming that. She's claiming that she got the full payment. But the Shem said that's very nice. Maybe you got more payments, and we want to know where the extra money is.
They're doubtful.
So that's
their
sure.
Honesty. But, I mean, you could have the problem that she's selling off fields and she wants to just make a quick sale, and so she sells it for below market value.
That's what I was thinking. A fire sale.
A second field that she'll go ahead and sell also for cheap, and thereby capture a consumer value.
She's already selling the stuff off. We certainly wouldn't accuse her of being dishonest at this point, pocketing extra. I mean, here she's just disposing.
I'm not sure that they really had that type of Matthias. Right. Sell something under market value to get, make a quick sale. Shouldn't they? I don't recall. I don't recall a case like that anymore. That being the shash of the mold is dealing with. I wouldn't say definitively, but just when I'm thinking through the different cases, I don't recall such a case. That was a kashasha they were dealing with. Okay. Nowadays, will we worry about it? I don't know. I guess the question would be like this: in a case where, I mean, she's making a claim of the amount that it was sold for, so it would be blatant. The difference would be blatant. So you know, Besson could come in and argue in law. The field wasn't sold for the right value. She's not taking it for herself. I mean, she's selling it.
Well, she sold it for too little.
She sold it for too little. Okay, I would assume that would be true, but I think is a separate kind of idea that we're set up the parshas. Really interesting. Now we're I guess it's a possibility that Mice of the Shua would cover that also. In the Shua, she, depending on how you word the Shua is, you know, we make her, part of the Shua would be we make her swear that she sold it at price, not under price. We could do that. Okay, it's a crash. In Tafsa Kasa the Kaspa, Lohaya Bashir Ksubasa. So she took possession of this silver case, which wasn't the full amount, and now she wants mezuni. So the Mora says, Rabbi Paskin, that she still gets mezuni. So she has to swear that she didn't really get more money and pocket some of the money. Reb Nachman's case was that she did a sum of the atzma. So she took it for herself as a payment for the ksuba. So lost a little clue. Second case, at least it's not today. So it doesn't have any. They can give her money instead and take the field back. So the Mora says, over here the problem is.
What I mean, it's
if they're willing to give it, let her keep it as a payment for the ksuba. That's their business.
Well, but, you know, why doesn't she say, you know, look, they take it back right away.
I think the Kiddush is even the way around, even Lachas Man. The fact that they left it by her even for a long period of time. It wasn't a sale. It's just she's basically sitting on a piece. She's the equivalent of halacha. She didn't get paid her ksuba. So she didn't ask for ksuba. She's not asking for it, you know. So she's not asking for it. They're not doing anything. So fine. One day she's okay. They say, you know, by the way, you know, we never paid you ksuba. You know, she means, I have the field. So, get out of the field. So I think let's get us an even lachas man. Man somlich mimi kabalt mechira zu. Where'd you get this mechira from? Lomi bezdin, lomi yisamim. The bezdin didn't ask you to do it. Yisamim didn't ask you to do it. Lefich lo yotza karka mershus yisamim. They never left their possession. Alhecha the sabta lachrini, but if you sell to somebody else, not like Rishus and Yarshim. Shrei Nosu lo Chachamim Rishus Limkar. How do you know?
It has to be.
How do you know?
How can it be the same?
I'm asking you, how do you know?
She made a shulma.
And how do you know the word a shulma?
What else?
Maybe it's suma. Kisses misbah. Nisbah is tvua. Lashon Acher, Kisa is Garas, Kisisa, which is Atzi Al-Boygim Shekar and Coral. So he had this coral of the assignment, which is more mistaber, that would be worth 400 Zuzi, or 600 Zuzi.
What's Al-Boygim?
Coral. Atzi Al-Boygim is coral. Okay. I mean, Rashi says it's called coral, but that's the word for coral is atzei
avogim. Yeah,
there's
no
coral.
Coral
wood.
Since it's attached
to it,
right?
Yeah. What about being worth 400
Okay.
What about it being worth 400 and worth 600
It's a case of the Gemara. That's why you were davening. Is that the Mishnah?
No, you said just now.
If it's more logical to say coral has that type of value than to say a pile of grain.
Yeah, because otherwise...
A pile of grain has a value of 400 Zuzi. Is quite a pile of grain. 600 Zuzi, that's quite a pile. Or it went up in value from 400 to 600. It's not Mistabra that's referring to Mispa. It's more logical to refer to coral. So the Mishnah,
what's the coral?
See?
Obviously,
the whole question is
that you should have to rule out the parasites.
Like coral, let's see.
I'd say Al-Mogi.
Yeah. It's a Lashon HaPasuk. That's how I would use it, Lashon HaPasuk. It's a Pasuk. Malachim somewhere like that. Okay. So she sold this field, which is worth 100 for 200. Shava Masai Bimana. She took a film which is worth 200, she sold it for 100. So Niskavak Subas. So even though she only got 100, but if we know the value of the film is 200, so that's her loss. Okay. Tosis points out over here, so that why don't we have a problem over here of the din of Bitul Mecca? If the field was sold for 200, field for 200 sold for 100, so you just go back to the purchaser and say, excuse me, you didn't pay the right amount of money. So why do we say that? So the case was that she sold a Shabbat Messiah for 100. So the Gemara says that in general, by karka, we don't. There's no din of noah. There's something wrong with. There's two ways you're about to sale. One way you're about to sale is say there's something intrinsically wrong with the item. I bought a car and it's missing an intrinsic item, so that's not a car. It's bitul mecca. The second issue is bitul mecca because of the overpriced, overpaying or underpaying. So there's ain't no liquor coats. Now the Gemara says the Gemara has a machloekas over there. If you hit more than half, so but normally by regular by most items, not by karka, the shear for Ainoa is over a sixth. If the value if it's overvalued, undervalued more than a sixth, so the mekach is bought
forever and ever. You can go back forever and ever. I found out it was a sixth over or under. You ripped me off a sixth under.
Yeah. Well, not forever and ever. I'm saying you have within the time that you'd be able to even borrow the value, right? But if, however, or, so that could be, if you're aware that there is a problem, that would be, you. The average thing, you would go and right away ask somebody. If it's something which is hidden, the potential issue, it only became the light later on, and now you realize that there's a question of the value, so you borrow them. But but the Mor says that more than half, I think we pass them, there is a Novak Kirkos. So the discussion over here in the Mishnah is exactly half. So in an Novak Kirkos, the sale is a sale. But we say, ma'am, you took a piece of property, you're worth 200, you sold it for 100, you're saying you want to get paid more. Nobody asked you to sell it for this price. So that's your loss. So she only had a right to 100. She sold it for, which is worth more than what she has a right to, and she sold it for the value that she's supposed to get. So it's like the Mishnah Mikra bottle. So she has no authority to sell this property, which is worth more than the ksuba. She has no right to do that. So the sale is not valid. Phil here Maris, Oxer dinner, the Yarshim, Mikra bottle. The image is okay. So I owe the Yarshim a dinner. So the Tanakhama says the problem is she has this property which is worth more than that. She has no right. She has no authority to sell this property which is worth more. She doesn't have the rights to it.
So why is it relevant that she got an extra dinner?
She got less than. No, the problem is that around she didn't get an extra dinner.
Okay, so it's not the 100 plus the 1.
The field was worth 101, she's owed 100. She has no right to sell a field which was 101. She'd have to get authority from the assignment to say, listen, you know what, I'll sell it and I'll get 100 and you'll get 1. But until she gets that, she has no right to this property. It's worth more if you're going to sell the property as a property. She has no authority to that. And the seller is, you know, okay, I'll sell part of the property, so that's the half to the assignment. They have left with the half of the property. So she has no right to this property unless the assignment would authorize her to act as their agent. So even she says, I'll pay you back the loss, and the problem is she had no right to sell. Okay, so what's the argument? She has a right to X amount of the karka. You have a right to the other part of the karka. Now, the other part of the karka, if it's so small, the assignment cannot really do anything with it. Wouldn't be large enough to consider it a field. So the only thing that they want to do is have her sell the whole property and take the money. If it's a very large piece of property, so the amount that she over the value of the ksuba, they said, but maybe we want to keep the karka and work the karka. So you had no authority to sell it for us. So then the sale is not valid because she had no authority to sell this whole property. But if the amount which is left over is going to be this very thin piece of land, very small piece of land, they never would have kept it. They're not going to keep it. The only thing they would do is sell it and get the money. So here, she's giving them the money, so she has authority to sell it. So what's considered a shear of a soda, which would be considered significant enough already that Yosemite could argue, we didn't want you to sell it. So if the amount left over beyond the value of the ksuba would leave over a piece of property which is called Bas Tisha Kabin. So what's Tisha Kabin? So the way Chazal measured the sizes of fields was the amount of area which you would need a certain amount of seed to seed it. So if you take 9 kav, which is a measure of volume of the seed, the amount of property which you could see that with 9 kav, it was already a large enough piece of property that people would want to keep it as a piece of property to work, not to sell. It has use to them. So once it has use to them, it means they have no authority, she has no authority to sell it without them authorizing her to do that. And if she did that, the sale is bought. So that's by regular field. And by Gino, which is much smaller, it's your vegetable patch, it's not your grain fields. So the area is Bas Chatzika. The area which you would seed with a half a cow's worth of these vegetable seeds, that's already significant enough that a person would say, I want to keep that as a Gino, and not say it's too small to work, not worth it to work. And Rekiva says, even a rabe cow, a quarter of a cow's worth of seed for the vegetable patch is large enough that people would want to hold on to it and work it, and she has no right to sell it. Okay, so she was supposed to get 400 zoos. She sold the first property for 100, correctly so. Second one, correctly so. The third one, correctly so. The last one, she had the case of our Mishnah. She sold a property which is worth more than a mono for a mono. So the lacha is shalachron baltam shakulan mikron kayim. The fact that the last sale is not valid doesn't undermine the earlier sales, which she had a right to do. Let's see Rashi. Shavu masayim b'mono istabas ubosu demina lo at afsadetz. Right? If she sold this field, which is worth 200 for 100, she could, means it could have sold for 200 in the market, and she sold it for 100, so that's her loss. Mikra bottle. Shosa dinner ain't lo rishos linker. She had no right to sell the part of the field which is worth more than her right to the ksum. If she's a kol mecher toes, sharei b'masachas, so it was one act of sale which she had no right to do part of it. Well, the mecher kayim, he tafs there's a dinner liyorshim. So the sale is valid, and she'll pay the extra back to yorshim. The ma, he sidotz on how is she making them lose? If the loss over here was today, that here she undersold the value. Had she not done that, and she sold it at value, the amount would have been, which would have been above the value of Ruxuba, would have been an area of Bas Tisha Kabbalah. I don't know what that means. Who did initially sell him Shom Levado? No, test carbon. Give the issue some character Shom to Shear Sada. There's a field over here which is considered. We don't want to sell this. If it wouldn't have been, if after selling the amount of field which belongs to her, what would have been left over would not be considered large enough that people could use it as a field. So what? If the question is money. So give her the money. There's no hefset over here. Begin a baskatika. This is Eretz Yerushalayim. That's the size of the beginning. The Rekiva, Shmana Mimena, Mavloka Makar, the Beis Raima, who Shir Gino. So that's the Gemara in Rekiva. Is the Gemara Babas in the first parak. When Shutrim are coming to the, they own a something. They felt the Beshutvis, and one of the partners was that I want to divide. So if the size after you divide is less than a certain size, the other partner says it has the right to say I don't want to split it. I'm not dealing with much too small. It's hard to work. It's not worth it to work. What I'll do is I'll buy you out, or you'll buy me out. But then we should split it. Each one you left is half a piece of property, which is worthless. It's so small. So that's the discussion over there. What's considered considered too small after you divide it, that the other partner has the right to refuse the division and say either you buy out or I buy out. So that's the word. So this point is in the Tanakhama and Rabbi Kiva, whether the share begina is a chatzikav, which means if you had a gina which is a kav, it's divisible. If you had a gina which is, to start out was less than a kav, so as partners they can work it. It's more than a chatzikav. But when you divide it, each one less than a chatzikav, you can't divide it. So Rabbi Kiva says the share is a roiva, not a chatzikav. Okay.